Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Just want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
In U.S. Open history, J.J. Spahn closes the deal with a birdie at the last.
That's pretty good. I think a lot of golf calls can be really clunky. Just don't really work, I would say. That was really good, though, Dan Hicks. How about one? Two putts is all he needs. How about one? And the rest of it's just dead on.
Yeah. They often...
And the crowd behind him. Wow.
Maybe I assume too much in feeling like they're often overly rehearsed. But I feel like, you know, if you got a good idea who's winning, you might, you know, what am I going to want to say here?
Yeah. And it's the Nance legacy.
Yeah. They just sort of come off in this, like, okay, that's good. It's fine. But, you know, were you writing these down in the hotel room last night or something? Yeah, I don't know. That just sounded... Yeah, you know, of course, you know, you don't know he's going to make the putt. I liked it too.
Perfect. You know, I mean, the crowd is so great. And it really was one of the most, what does he say? Unlikely final rounds. Yeah. When does that happen? When a guy shoots 40 and then wins, you know, and gets it right. Birdies the last two holes. That's definitely unlikely. He's correct.
I love the reactions. I didn't listen to it, but I saw Hatton with captions. He was doing an interview as that putt is going in, and he sort of blew his mind. McIntyre, who's waiting to see if he's going to be involved in a playoff, which isn't going to happen until Monday morning, his reaction was just tremendous. Mm-hmm. Sitting there watching the monitor, just wow, like just like all of us watching wherever we were at our Father's Day gatherings. If that's where you were, that's where we were. And just, holy cow, that went in.
Yeah, right. You can't be mad.
Right.
It gets him to -1, you know? Somebody broke par. You can't really be mad. Seems like the guy's really likable. I think maybe a lot of golfers were like McIntyre right there, which is just, yeah, hats off, buddy.
Yep.
Here's Adam with us. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
First off, love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to say, like, talking about the whole J.J. Spahn, that was an epic putt. And, you know, Father's Day, it's great. Like, I remember, like, going out with my dad during Father's Day. We used to play golf all the time, and, like, nobody's watching us. You hit those shots, and it's beautiful.
Yes. It's a really good feeling.
Those epic putts that nobody will ever see.
Right.
Those drives that nobody will ever see.
But they're still important, right? I mean,
exactly.
Thanks, yeah, Adam. That's right. I do a podcast every week, ADP Chasing. Davis Maddock is one of the guys on the show, and he was talking about how he, week before last, made a two on a par four. He holed out. He's playing with his friends, plays a lot of golf, and he holed out on a par four. And I asked him about it, and he basically said, say what you want about what it is to do that. We will be getting together for many years to come, right. And this moment will come up. This was a moment that we all celebrated mm-hmm. together is the time I made the two on the par four, you know, from the fairway. And like, no, it's not the U.S. Open, but it's special. And so, I mean, golf is great for that. And, you know, people play other sports too, and that can be special too. But there's, you know, golf, I think, is maybe top of the list for this. And you can feel like you're a pro for a moment, you know, for one shot.
Right.
You can feel like, you know, this is really great.
Yeah. Golf is equipped to give you that. Yeah. And, you know, you can make whatever you want out of it. But it's very unlike just about anything else athletically that it can give you a moment when you're playing, you know, you're playing your local track and you just hit a shot. And you're like, wow, that felt great. That was 170 yard seven iron to within 10 feet. Look at that.
Yeah. We should have streamed it.
Right.
We should post that. Right. Billy is next. Hi, Billy.
Hey guys, how you doing? Yeah. Listen, same thing. I'm just going to talk about the golf. I'm one guy that's a little disappointed. Not disappointed. I'm so happy Spahn won, but I did live bet McIntyre when he was three back, and I got lucky to hedge out. I had to take a big chance because everybody was right there, and I just seen it coming for Spahn. You know, the way he's been playing lately and stuff like that. But I mean, seeing those guys drop shot after shot after shot when there was about five or six guys that went under, and every single time they changed the score, they dropped a shot. And guys, I don't know about you, I follow all sports, I watch them all, and this is going to be tough what I say, but I have never seen a sport where guys choke down the stretch more than golfers. And I've been watching it a long time now, and for them to play 70 holes great and then hit the next 71 and 72 when they need that drive down the middle out of bounds. I mean, it's just crazy how often it happens. It really is. But to get back to Spahn, very simply put, you know, guys, besides maybe the Blue Jays winning the World Series in 91-92 or 92-93 and the Raptors, you know, those are big moments here in Toronto. But I got to tell you this, guys. I turned 66 in July, and I can't think of a time of watching any sport at any time how I've been more happier to see a guy win than J.J. Spahn. Really, really, what a humble guy. I wish every athlete in the world was like this guy. You could tell he didn't even know how to celebrate when he hit that putt. Should I throw the putter? And it came off awkward, but I'll just say, guys, that was one of the most enjoyable wins I have ever seen in my lifetime. And God bless J.J. Spahn.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I felt great. I mean, I jumped up when he made that putt. I have taken a liking to him, and I would say many of the same things. I just don't know how the caddy doesn't lose the grip on the umbrella. Like, I did get a couple of responses on Twitter. One person said, you know, he's in the habit of keeping the player dry. Think about that moment. Do you think J.J. Spahn cared for right. 5 seconds whether he was getting wet?
Right.
It almost makes it better.
You can do the job while you should be doing the job, but that the job is over in that moment.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just keeping him dry doesn't matter anymore.
You might have an instinct that if you let go of an umbrella, it could injure somebody. Like you sort of raise your hands and let go of it, and it goes skyward.
Wind catches it. And
yeah, that could be. Maybe you would. Does this hold water? Maybe you would think you would know not to do that because it could be an injury risk. Or it says Srixon on the top, and his hat does too, and he put the hat right back on when he took it off. And so maybe they were very serious about making sure the sponsor got paid off. So the umbrella, like you see the two guys hugging, and really from above, you just see the umbrella with the name. So there's a big day for that company. I don't know. Like
that holds more water than worrying about it being turning into a flying projectile, I think.
Maybe it does.
Also may be just my own sort of jaded skepticism coming through, but yeah. I mean, because whether you're worried about the umbrella, you could just get away and like, oh no, we lost the umbrella. It's okay, you just won the U.S. Open. Okay.
Yeah, it's on eBay today.
It's not that big a deal. You can get another one.
You just drop it. You can just drop it.
Right.
And it's not going to hurt anybody.
Right. Right. Well, it was an incredible moment. And I you get to know more about these people when they're in the eye of it, like he was for a lot of the weekend. Even the whole tournament, right? I mean, he's the first round leader. And then, turbulence to start Sunday morning, but still, or Sunday afternoon. I did see one account of someone who ran into him, maybe within the last year or so, practicing at, for all intents and purposes, the way it read to me, he's practicing at like the golf dome driving range.
Scottsdale?
Yeah.
Is it that tweet?
Yeah. And just like, I like to be out with it keeps me grounded to be here and not like at some private club or some whatever. Just, I'm just going to go hit balls. Get the little tokens, put them in the machine, fill the buckets up, and go hit some balls next to a bunch of hackers. Like that's really.
He's kind of a version of John Daly in that way, without the cigarettes.
Yeah, it's you're right. That speaks to me. I love to hear somebody like that, because golf. One thing as much as I'm enjoying playing, like the highest levels of it, even locally. I just feel like it's so unattainable to so much of our population that freaks me out. So hearing somebody who's at the top of the profession is just out there with, bus drivers practicing, that works for me.
And his daughter is sick all night?
And
overnight before the final round?
3 a.m. run to the drugstore. On Father's Day Eve.
On Father's Day?
Well, right. It is actually Father's Day.
Yeah.
Right, right.
I mean, those places are open? At 3, that's good. I guess they would be. I guess a drugstore could be open at, 24/7, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't all close in Pittsburgh? Yeah. Like in.
I know, I don't want to say which location or which store, but I knew when the kids were little, I knew which pharmacy was open if I needed it at some weird hour.
Mm-hmm. Joe is next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I went down on Friday and walked that entire course at Oakmont, and it is just the most brutal golf course that you could possibly try to play. Super fast. The rough is just incredible. And the one thing that struck me as I was watching on Sunday is that 17th hole. They kept calling it the easiest hole on the course, that drivable par 4. That was probably the most difficult hole I watched all day. We sat there for like an hour watching groups come through, and nobody hits that green. If you hit the green, it's like it's a feat of, I don't know, it's such a small hole or small green, and it's really tough to hit. I mean, it's I don't know.
Tough to hit and hold, really. That's the thing. You might be able to hit it, but are you going to be able to stay there?
Well, it's the easiest hole because it's going to have the lowest scoring average to par, right? Like that's
right.
You don't have to go for the green off the tee on that hole if you don't want to. But guys are doing it. I mean, Spawn's ball looked like it could have gone in. It was like almost exactly right, perfectly online. So many great moments late. Even when, I mean, I wanted him to win, but he had a five-way tie for the lead with 6 to 8 holes left. How great is that? Who cares how many under or over par it is?
Right.
That's just the best. Every storyline's different. I love the guy who said he bet McIntyre, because when McIntyre, even before he finished out on 18, like, this is the guy to, this is the bet right now is this guy. Not but based on odds. He might have been the favorite. He probably should have been the favorite. You know, right there where Spahn and Burns and Hovland had like 2 or 3 holes left. Getting in at +1. Look at what's happening, but Spahn beat him. I mean, look what he had to do to beat him. So, really good. Joe Goodberry coming up at 4 on the Bengals. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.